Good morning. This is Lee Bevel, wealth strategist and founder of Foundation Financial Concepts. Another tax savings idea today, we're going to look at one particular tax law and the opportunities to invest within that, and that's qualified opportunity zones. I can't speak of a specific product, but I can tell you that any particular investment, whether it's personal or through someone like myself, has some risk involved. And the qualified opportunity zone, you must be an accredited investor in order to qualify. Let me give you just the skinny version of what when this was developed into purpose. In 2017, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, qualified opportunity zones was enacted to give tax benefits for people that will invest in areas of to spur economic growth. It might be in communities providing tax benefits to investors, and also it could benefit the residents. And so there, every state lists certain areas that qualify. Right now, there's about 8,764 opportunity zones in the U.S. covering all 50 states, the District of Columbia, and five territories. So the real thrust of a qualified opportunity zone and giving investors tax breaks is to spur economic growth in areas that really need it. Now, it could be that it is in real estate that's building, or it could be buying something, remodeling, it could be in housing, it could be in a number of different types of assets. It could be even be mineral rights under the ground. So for those that qualify to invest in an opportunity zone, any type of gain, capital gains, can be deferred, and you have to do this within 180 days, unless it's there's some nuances to the law if it's a business entity instead of an individual. But you'll have capital gains coming up here at the end of the year in December, and you could qualify for these, and the particular offerings that I have available, a lot of times will close at the end of the year. They might go into next year, not sure. But what you do is you defer all your gains, and then about 3 years down the road, you pay capital gains, and then it's based on the value of the properties at the time. If it happens to be mineral rights, then it's a lesser amount. You hold on to it, and then you have income, and you also have growth that's beyond the income. And if you defer up to 10 years, you never have to pay capital gains on that particular investment. So let's say a person invests $100,000 in opportunity zone because they had $100,000 of gains somewhere else. Could be sale of land that they didn't do a 1031 exchange. It could be stocks, could be mutual funds, and there's various different ways. But it's a very unique investment. Creates great growth opportunity and deferral and ultimately tax-free capital gains. Tune in next week for some more ideas on tax savings ideas to Talk Radio 930 WTAD. And you can always call me at 217-214-9000. That's 217-214-9000. Thank you.
The material discussed today is for informational purposes only, does not constitute direct investment advice, and is not legal or tax advice. Investments are not suitable for all investors, so please consult the appropriate professional regarding your individual circumstance. Investments in any security may involve a high degree of risk and should only be considered by investors who can withstand the loss of their investment. Prospective investors should perform their own due diligence carefully and review the risk factors before considering any investment. Past performance and any forecasts do not guarantee future results. Securities offered through Concord Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. Foundation Financial Concepts is independent of Concord.